Now, PDKZK, the phase one trials and phase two trials look very interesting. And in preclinical effects of the molecule, there were effects on this dynamic contrast enhanced MRI, so there were effects that we could see. So the question is, and this is one of the problems with testing these drugs, is that if you have a drug that might be static or cytostatic and may help with progression-free survival rather than really truly increasing the response rate, which is what we thought angiogenesis inhibitors would do, it turns out actually bevacizumab does increase response rate, but when we designed these trials, we didn't know that. The main way to have to do this is a large randomized trial.